Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 11th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. In the news this week, we got lots of stuff, but first we're going to look at the box office. Captain America the Winter Soldier had one of the best April openings of all time with $95 million, so it was number one last weekend by quite a bit. Its only real competition this week is probably going to be Rio 2, but last week Noah was number two with $17 million, Divergent was number three with $13 million, God's Not Dead was number four with $7.8 million, and Muppets Most Wanted rounded out the top five with $6.1 million. New this week, you can see Rio 2, Oculus, No Rift, Draft Day, and others in limited release. In the news, David Letterman will be replaced by Stephen Colbert, CBS confirmed on Thursday, and it may have been alluded to on his show as well. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will co-star in a new comedy called The Nest for Universal. TV Land announced plans to revive Candid Camera again, which is, I'm pretty sure, was revived for like 15 minutes when I was 10, and again every 6 to 8 weeks. In Star Wars news, reports claim both Peter Mayhew will return as Chewbacca, which I probably even mentioned here before, but in the role of Tatooine, we'll see Morocco thanks to Tunisia's political situation. Wrestler The Ultimate Warrior, James Brian Helwig, died this week. He was 54 and was just inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame last week. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Meet the Beatles, or buy the Beatles. Beatles for sale? Either way, the Beatles are buy one, get one 40% off with all kinds of coasters, water bottles, barware, and other goodies. Check those out at entertainmentearth.com today. In toy news, G.I. Joe convention exclusives. Turns out there's a G.I. Joe convention this weekend. The Eco Force Striker, an Awestriker repaint, is the attendee exclusive. It doesn't look half bad. Creo Zombies, Steel Brigade Pilots, Steel Brigade Zombies, Cobra Hiss 2 as the septic tank. Well, it's not really a Hiss 2, it's the DTC Hiss, which is a real nice one. Other goodies are on deck, too. Pictures are coming now at a G.I. Joe fan site near you. As far as I know, they haven't announced any new Hasbro products beyond what was already discussed at Toy Fair. It doesn't look like a very busy year for Joe, unfortunately. Yo, Jobro? Diamond has new Amazing Spider-Man 2 Marvel Select Spider-Man action figures with a wall display base. It's like the first one, which is pre-sold out and you can't get anymore, unless you already placed an order for it, probably. But it's a little bit different. There's a new stand, and the hands are a little different. So, for the high-end fan, there's also a Medicom Amazing Spider-Man 2 Deluxe Miracle action figure with a wall stand. It's crazy and expensive and cool. So do check that out. Also, Entertainment Earth will have a new exclusive very, very soon. It's cool. I can't announce what it is today, but as I record this, you'll probably see it on our homepage in the next day or two. It'll be up before the next podcast, so keep looking at the front page of entertainmentearth.com. We have a new exclusive something. That's all I can say. New pre-orders include the Lil Bub Cat Plush, Pope Francis Bobblehead, the Captain America 2 Winter Soldier Black Widow 1/6 scale figure from Hot Toys, and more. So check those out. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us everywhere. Hell, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, because then you can hear me do this a lot more. You're in for a treat. I've been reading lots of Transformers comic books this week, and playing a new video game, which I will talk about on the video games podcast. So let's leave that mystery to you in the future of 3 minutes from now. Goodbye!